This is FourQuarterFriday.com, and we have a special guest with us today, Lee Smith, president of the South Carolina Football Officials Association. We are so used to yelling at officials from the stands, we just thought we'd bring Lee on and do it to his face today. Lee, we appreciate you coming on and joining us, representing the Football Officials Association, because we've got a lot of questions about what you guys do and how we can help you find more, perhaps former football players or fans right now that could be a part of that association.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, Lee, it's an exciting opportunity for a couple of reasons. One, I mean, obviously, as we work our way through the season, our relationship with you, we hope to continue to grow for many reasons. One, Smitty mentioned, we have opportunities to point people in your direction, as there are so many opportunities to become an official in this state. But also, you get to help us interpret calls and tell us what happened at this game or that. You are somewhat the all-seeing eye across this state, as you have guys on the field in every game every week. What is that like to be able to draw that information in such a football-rich state?
Well, we have the best football in the country, in my opinion. And we also have the best officials. And you can ask Georgia, Tennessee, North Carolina, you know, the surrounding areas. You know, South Carolina is kind of premier, and we take pride in that. So being able to put a good product on the field for the fans, for the teams, for the community, is very important to us. That's something that we really strive for, we really live for. And, you know, it's always been so far so good. This is my 19th year, and had a lot of fun.
Are there any, I guess, rule changes or a new emphasis for this year, Lee, that you could let us in on, something that maybe you communicate with things like the Coaches Association, and you host clinics for the coaches? So things the coaches and players may have heard about this summer that we, you know, from the sidelines and observers in the stands are going to watch out for this year.
Well, normally the high school league conducts the Coaches Association's clinic along with our clinic. They don't happen at the same time, and they don't happen together. But we're trying our best to bridge that gap between officials and coaches and the high school league, right? It's a three-part that put on Friday nights. And so we want to do our part in being a good steward and try to have better communication, better service. So in saying that, that's something that we're really trying to work on and enhance. You know, there's rule changes, of course, happen every year, right? Some happen where we change one and change it back because it didn't work. So there's been very few of those. Probably the biggest change, which it really wasn't a big change for us, was the head slap by the defensive player, right, on the offensive tackle or guard to do the swim move and get in, or vice versa. The offensive guy smacking the side of the helmet of the defensive guy and moving on downfield to the next level. Before, it was punishable on the offensive side, not the defensive side. So this year, now it's equal, right? And normally when an official sees that, we normally treat that as a personal foul, right? You got a head slap, you got a head shot there. And if we see that, but now we have a defining rule, right, that defines that. And it makes it equal for the offense and the defensive side of the ball. So that's one of the biggest rule changes, other than just some minor stuff like, used to, you couldn't wear your play card on your belt, and you had to wear it on your arm. Now you can wear it on your arm and your belt. Just little things like that. Electronic devices to signaling the plays from the sideline. You used to have to do posters and flip cards and, you know, hold stuff up. Now you're able to not have a scrolling marquee, but have something that comes up there and calls your play electronically. And it kind of speeds it up a little bit, and we kind of get it in into technology a little bit as well. The point of emphasis is always going to be, you know, paramount is safety, the biggest thing, right? So we want to catch those fouls if we can, and that involve safety, and emphasize them. You know, of course, we want to flag it and mark it off, but we also want to kind of counsel the player and the coach, right? We can't do that. So, of course, the blindside blocks, the targeting, the vicious stuff that everybody loves to see, but again, it hurts people. So those are the kind of biggest things this year rolling into 2026. We've got week one under our belt, fixing to go into week two. A lot of exciting football so far. A lot of, you know, non-region games, a lot of matchups you wouldn't see a lot. But I think so far we're off to a good start. And hopefully we continue that trend.
Lee, can you talk a little bit about the preparation process for your officials going into the year, trying to get them ready, especially when you have these rule changes, what it looks like to get them into, we'll call it game shape. You know, there's a lot of prep going on for these teams and players to get ready and prepared mentally, physically. What does that preparation look like for your officials? And then maybe a follow-up to that is, what would it look like for somebody listening to us today to get involved in that process?
Yeah, sure. We have a pretty extensive process here in South Carolina, right? We start meetings back in March. And usually you will hold a meeting. Some districts, we got 13 districts across the state. Some districts will hold it, their meetings a little closer to the season. Some start early, right? And we hold meetings. We'll go over different rules. We'll go over different things. And that translates into a ranking exam that we take every year on top of a educational clinic that we do every year now as well. I think we just completed our second year in doing that. So we're trying to get better mentally by doing that. We're trying to get better by, you know, people learn either visual, auditory, or kinesthetic, right? So the VAC. And so we try to touch all those areas to try to help people learn quicker and better, whether that be hands-on, in a classroom listening, or someone writing on the board. You know, we try to do all that. But to answer your question, that starts usually back in March, late March, and it carries all the way up to the last week, last Saturday in July. That's when we take our state exam. But in the meantime, before the season starts, we're conditioning. You know, we're out walking, then we're out running. It's hard to keep up with 15, 16, and 17, 18-year-old kids, let me tell you. Some of them fly. And for big guys, pretty rough. And you can tell with the heat, that's not a friend of ours. But we start conditioning our body. We start hydrating. And we start getting used to what we need to do to get ourselves in shape, right? To actually get on the field and not look bad. For game prep, most times we arrive to the game site, whether it be, you know, an hour and a half to 2 hours early before the game time. And that's when we start getting in our mode, right? We go in the locker rooms or dressing rooms or hotel rooms or wherever they got us staged at. And we start getting dressed, and then we have a pretty extensive pregame. It's not like college, not like NFL where you got an all weekend or a day thing. But I mean, it's pretty good. And we've enhanced it to the point where it kind of enhances our mechanics. You know, we want to be in the right place to make the right call. And so we go over every scenario that we can think of during that pregame. We talk about the kicking game. We're talking about, you know, the scrimmage plays. We're talking about the pass plays. We're talking about the extra points, field goals. What happens on an interception? You know, what happens on a forward fumble that goes out of bounds? You know, all that stuff is pretty intense that we got to get a spot. And so you get your mind in game mode. You get out of work mode. You get out of girlfriend, wife mode, and you get into football mode. And so that's our time together. And hopefully it shines and you know, portrays on the field as we envision it in the locker room or dressing room.
Lee, I know you're a football fan like the rest of us. And I think one of the things that comes up so often is the South Carolina High School League rule book is not identical to the college football rule book. So I'm sure you encounter sometimes where you overhear people that say, well, that should be, you know, adjudicated this way. And you have to, I don't know if you bite your tongue or what you do, but you say, well, actually, that's a college rule. And in high school in South Carolina, we do it this way. Do you have an example of those? Like something that you might see on a Friday night that you just scratch your head and think, that's not called the right way, but truthfully, it's not the same rule in our high school league as it is in what you watch on Saturdays.
Oh, of course. The rules are different. as at each level you go to. The biggest thing is we have officials that are actually college officials as well. So, you know, a lot of times they get mixed up. A lot of times they get the wrong interpretation. And that's why the crew comes together and gets it right. But I'll give you two examples. One, people think that when it's pass interference, it's an automatic first down. Well, it's not that way in high school, right? You have to get the yardage to get the first down. It's not automatic anymore. And on Saturdays and Sundays, you see that, and it's a first down.
So if it's third and 20 and there's a pass interference, that's not a first down.
No, it'd be third and 5. Yep, sir. And then the biggest one the fans really get riled up for is when the receiver goes back, right? We got a punt and we go back and, you know, the guy's at the 2-yard line and it bounces off his shoulder pads and goes into the end zone. And then the other team, the kicking team, jumps on it. So everybody's thinking we got a touchdown. But in high school football, a kick is a kick until it's possessed. So therefore, that kick is actually a dead ball once it crosses the goal line. There's no, because he never possessed a ball. It was still a kick.
And so there's kicks, no muff. We always talk about muffs in like muffs, the NFL, yeah, and college.
Right. There's no rule for that. Now, if it was in the field of play, if it happened at the 5 and the ball rolled to the 2, and yeah, the kicking king can possess that. They just can't advance it. Like you can't do a scoop and score. So there's a few different rules there, here and there, that a lot of people don't understand because they watch it on Saturdays and Sundays, you know, religiously. And they try to tie it into high school football, which I'm thankful that we have some of those rules because I might lose 10 more pounds in each game, but no, it's always been a good thing for us. And it's hard for the fans to adjust, right? You know, and that's when the fun part comes in, and it's hard for some of the coaches to adjust. So, those are kind of two examples that come straight off my head.
Lee, you mentioned that's the fun part. Let's have a little bit of fun here. You've talked with me, you know, extensively kind of off the air, and you mentioned 19 years in doing this. Who are some of the best players that you have officiated games for? Any stories that stick out in your head that you think that our listeners would like to hear?
Sure. I remember early in my career, I had a scrimmage where I had Marcus Lattimore on one side of the ball, and we were scrimmaging South Point and had a young Clowney on the other side of the ball. And of course, we didn't know Clowney was going to be Clowney like he is now, but he hit Marcus about every play. And that's one of the few times I ever seen him get rattled in a game. So he told all 5 of his offensive linemen to block that guy. And of course, that guy's Clowney, and Clowney's like, man, you can put 5 more out here. They're not going to block me. You get used to me hitting you. And that stood out early in my career because, again, we didn't know. We knew Marcus was good. We just didn't know Clowney was going to be that good. And so that's something you kind of treasure. You look back. Another story was Zach Pickens that went to South Carolina. Zach used to run the ball as well. He was a running back along with a defensive lineman or defensive end. And being the big guy in the middle, I see those running backs when they come through the hole real quick. And so I told him, I said, if you see me standing in the hole, you either go left or right, because I'm not moving. Because a lot of times when I go right, he goes left, and what? We got a collision, right? It's not going to benefit me, and it's definitely not going to benefit him. So that's something we talk in pregame when we talk to the centers and the running backs, you know, hey guys, what's your cadence? So I'll be aware of how you're going to do the cadence. And also I tell the running backs, you know, if you see me in a hole, I'm not moving. So you need to move. You need to go one way or another. And I told him that, and he said, but Ralph, if I hit you, he said, I promise you, you're going to the ER. I said, just make sure I go to Greenville Memorial. Okay. I don't want to be in Anderson. And he told me that I don't blame you. But just little stories like that stands out. I mean, you know, and they're people. They're young athletes, young men, and you know, and some of them are still growing into from a kid mentality to a young adult. And they're just human. They're genuine. And so a lot of people see him from the stands and look, man, that dude's going to be big one day. And he is. But he's still from here. He's still from the upstate. And so, but those are a few things that stand out.
All right, Lee, quickly, I want to hear about, you know, maybe people think they can do this, right? They say, hey, I'll help out, because one of the things that we know to be true now is you need more officials. So if you've got a good head on your shoulders and, you know, hey, you can do the running, you can get out there and you can put in, you know, the 3-4 hours that it takes to be an official, where do they go? What's the next step to join in?
Yeah, sure. And great question. And that's something that we're passionate about. We updated our website this year to make it more user-friendly for anyone that wants to join. And that is scfoa.com. They can go on that website and they can plug in their address, and it's going to give them a local contact that they can contact to get plugged in. We really want to emphasize this year, we really want to emphasize like players that are, that's going to be 18, that's going to graduate, but probably not going to play at the next level. Right. And, you know, we want to target those guys. They just come off the football field. They're conditioned and they're part of the game. And we want to catch them young enough that they could, you know, be successful in high school, maybe make it to college, and maybe make it to the NFL. We've got one guy in our district, Mr. Rick Patterson, and he just completed 30 years in the NFL, and now he's back doing high school football. And that just, that's a testament for him. But, you know, that's a good story. You know, he got his start just doing high school football while he was in college, as a side job, as a hobby, just to make a little bit of money. And doing this job, you're not going to get rich. You got to have passion for the game. You got to have passion for kids and young adults. And you got to have passion for any community that you step in. There's a lot of tradition around the state, and it's good to be a part of that, right? I'm old enough. I'm too old. I can't get out there and play, but I'm still part of the game. And that's something that I really enjoy. Because step on that field every time, is a blessing. And if we can catch a lot of the kids that's not going to play on Saturdays in somewhere, let's face it, there's not a lot that's going to do that. So we want to keep them plugged into high school football, and we'd love to, for those to reach out so they can go to scfoa.com, and get plugged in. They can go to the South Carolina High School League website. It's got a tab there that says become an official. And then we've got Instagram and Facebook now as well. So we're coming into the times. So they can reach out to one of those things as well. But that's something we're going to be targeting this year. I've already talked to a couple of coaches with the Coaches Association. And, you know, that's something that we really want to, we want to hammer in from our side that kind of benefits their side as well.
Lee, we got to wrap up here, but 30 seconds. I got to give a little bit of credit to the orange that's behind you there. Do you have a record prediction for your Vols this year?
Man, I would say 17-0 if we could. No, I'm just joking. I say we'll probably drop 2 to 3 games. I think people will be surprised at Faison Brandon. I think he's going to come out explosive. We probably got the best receiving corps in the country, or one of the best, and he's got a lot of weapons. Plus, he still has a good running back behind him, so.
Agreed. I think so too. Smitty.
Oh, Lee, we really appreciate it. Hey, we've got to have you back on because I've got a lot more questions that came to mind just with what some of the things that you were saying. And of course, Josh Heupel runs that up tempo. So you better be in shape if you want to be an official at a Tennessee game these days.
Absolutely.
So you see it from all sides. Lee, we really appreciate it. We're absolutely going to bang the drum because what you've really opened our eyes to is all of these officials that we're seeing out there on Friday nights, they're a part of your community too. They're there Absolutely. Because they love the game. So we need to reward that. We need to encourage others because that's just going to help the closeness of the communities and keep Friday night lights special in our state.
Absolutely. Guys, thank you for having me on. It's been a blast.
Thank you. Lee Smith, South Carolina Football Officials Association, here on 4QuarterFriday.com.